All right, folks, we're here today to do a comparison between the Tricer BC Tripod and the AZAC Backcountry Light. Both of these are carbon fiber construction, ultra light, medium height tripods. They also, both companies also, both have great pan heads. And we're going to mention these pan heads today, but we're going to be focusing the majority of our discussion on these two tripods. Now, I've had both these tripods for almost 6 months. I've taken them on a combination of something like 5 different hunts and close to 75 days in the field over those last 6 months. I've tested both of them extensively, so I've had a great opportunity to put them through the paces and get some real world feedback on their performance. Now, before we get into the details, this video, like all my other gear reviews, is brought to you by Mindful Reviews. It's the online gear review platform that I've built from scratch, where you get to participate in reviews, request for reviews, buy raffle tickets for the gear that I raffle off after the reviews, and lifetime members get entered into a monthly draw for a chance to win kick-ass prizes. If you like what I do and you want to see more of it, joining the community helps support that goal. Mindful-reviews.com. At the beginning of my videos, I used to give this little tribalism speech about emotional and psychological marketing and how people like to belong and how we need to put those sentiments in our back pocket while we're looking at gear reviews. I stopped doing that because I thought people were sick of hearing it. But based on some of the comments that have been getting left on recent videos, I feel the need to bring it up again. Listen, if I make a negative comment about a product that you have bought, don't feel the need to argue with me in the comments below. It's just my opinion. If you've bought a product and you love it and I hate it, who cares? If it works for you, that's great. Don't listen to my opinion. Well, here's an interesting fact. Okay, looking at technical videos of gear you have purchased is one of the ways to reduce buyer's remorse. So I did a big project with my consulting company for Lululemon a couple of years ago on this exact topic. This is why after you buy products, you'll get these follow-up emails, and they'll include little videos and articles in those follow-up emails that show you technical information about the product you just bought. The reason they do that is that it lowers the likelihood of buyer's remorse, and it makes you feel better about the product you just bought. What I find hilarious is that people come on and watch my gear reviews for products they've already bought because they want to hear me say good stuff about them so that they can relax and feel confident that they made the right choice. And then when I say bad stuff about them, they get all argumentative and, you know, butt hurt because they think, you know, I'm telling them they made a bad decision. Here's the deal. If you have done an appropriate amount of research and you bought a product, leave it alone. Don't keep watching endless reviews looking for confirmation that you made the right decision. It was your decision. Whatever that decision is, have faith that you made the right decision for you. Now, that being said, lots of people have been running some of the products that I review longer than I have, and they were able to introduce information that I didn't have before, or they've found a new thing they can do with it, or uncovered a feature that I wasn't aware of. When those people leave comments, you can tell right away because they're helpful, they're open-minded, they're not angry, they're not bitter. I don't want to put the stamp on that type of communication. I love finding out that stuff. The only thing I kind of want to nip in the bud is this, like, people who are upset because I insulted a product you already own. And here's the deal. I already know people are going to get upset at this review because there's a lot of people passionate about the AZAC and there's a lot of people passionate about the Tricer. And while these are both really high performing, excellent products, I do have the one that I think is a superior product. So in advance, let's just get that out of the way. Don't stress out too much if I insult a product you already own. It's not personal. Now, we talked about the testing protocol of running these for the last 6 months. Let's talk about the scoring protocol. So we have 9 categories to look at. These are price, weight, materials, load capacity, height, packability, leg locks, vibration, and the associated head. The winner of each category will get a 1 for first place. The loser in each category will get a 2 for second place. The product with the lowest score at the end wins. A 9 would be a perfect score because that would be a score of 1 across all 9 categories. So let's dive right in. The AZAC is listed at $275 USD and the Tricer is listed at $339 USD. Now, I said it before, but I'm gonna say it again. For all the measurements, the weights, the lengths, all of this discussion, I am leaving these tripod heads out of the equation. So these are priced separately, they weigh separately. I will make note of them in specific situations, but for the price, that gets you the tripod and the tripod alone. So AZAC 275, Tricer 339, AZAC takes the win on price. Next, we're gonna move on to weight. Now the AZAC weighs 20.3 ounces and the Tricer weighs 27.5 ounces. So that's a difference of 7.2 ounces or just shy of half a pound. The other thing that you might want to note is that the AZAC was advertised at 20.4 ounces. So it actually weighed 0.1 ounce less than advertised. The Tricer was advertised at 27 ounces. So it weighed 0.5 ounces heavier than advertised. I think a half ounce variation is completely acceptable and within kind of like reasonable expectations for what a product should weigh. Who knows? I could weigh 10 of these and they would all be within a half an ounce of advertised weight. But AZAC a little lighter, Tricer a little bit heavier. AZAC takes the win being 7.2 ounces lighter. Another note is that I have left the long center column on both of these. They both ship with a long center column and a short center column. If you go down to the short center column with the AZAC, you're gonna save 1.5 ounces. If you go down to the center column with the Tricer, you're gonna save 0.4 ounces. So in both iterations, the AZAC is the lighter of the two tripods. Now, moving on to materials. At the time of this review, I'm still waiting to hear back from AZAC as far as the nature of the carbon fiber used in this tripod. I know that the Tricer uses 8X carbon fiber. Now, 8X carbon fiber is an 8-layer second generation technology that is approximately 60% stronger than traditional carbon fiber technology. Essentially, you use more fibers and less epoxy and it makes it more rigid and stronger. And you can see from the carbon fiber pattern on these two tripods that it is different. That being said, I don't know technically which carbon fiber technology the AZAC uses. So until further notice, I'm gonna give the edge to Tricer. Now, if I hear back from AZAC and it's any different or it changes the score at all, I will drop a note in the comments section below.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So as predicted, Rydell from AZAC did indeed get back to me. Luckily, while I was still editing this, so I'm throwing this clip in after the fact. Here's what Rydell had to say about the carbon fiber used in his tripod. Carbon fiber is a tricky one since there are tons of details to it. But the main thing to point out about our carbon tubes is that they are 100% carbon fiber throughout all layers. Some carbon tubes will use a fiberglass carbon blend, meaning the first six layers are cheaper and heavier and less stiff fiberglass. And then the final two layers, or just the surface layer, is carbon fiber to maintain the appearance of carbon. The benefit of all layers being carbon is that you get the highest stiffness and lowest weight for the given sizing of the tube. They just cost more in the end. Some of the other details, if they help, are: material is a woven multi-directional high modulus carbon fiber. Process used is roll wrapping, and there are eight layers of 100% carbon fiber. So I feel pretty confident after reading that the grade or the quality of carbon fiber in both of these tripods is equivalent to that 8X standard, given that there are eight layers of pure carbon fiber in the AZAC tripod like there is in the Tricer. So I will be adapting the final spreadsheet to give this a tie. They will each get 1 point for having such high quality carbon fiber in the tripod. Now, this doesn't change the final outcome of the review. So when you get to the end, don't worry, you know, there's 1 point difference, but the actual ranking of the two tripods, this doesn't change anything significant. So again, thanks to Rydell for being so transparent with the construction process of the AZAC tripod. Now, back to the review.
As far as load capacity goes, the Tricer comes in at 26.4 pounds and the AZAC comes in at 14 pounds. So we'll get into this later, but the Tracer has beefier legs with a bigger diameter and obviously high quality carbon fiber construction, so it can handle a little bit more weight. My only caveat with this is that as a hunter, I've never put more than 14 pounds on my tripod. I suppose you could put a really large gun on your tripod. However, neither of these I would consider ideal rifle shooting platforms. Both of them are capable as being rifle shooting platforms. I know people personally who have shot successfully off of both, but I wouldn't say that these are those like upper end, high caliber rifle shooting platforms. They're not heavy enough. They're not stable enough in order to support multiple, you know, rifle uses. So Tracer will take the lead in this category for load capacity. Now let's look at usable height. So the tallest that the Tracer goes with the long center column is 40 inches. That's fully extended. And the shortest that it goes is 11.5 inches. And you will notice with both of these with the longer center column, it's the long center column that actually limits how low these can go. So even though these legs go out to be basically parallel to the ground, this center post here gets in the way. The AZAC, on the other hand, is a 45 inch max height and 12 inch min height. So basically at 11.5 and 12 inches for min height, they cancel each other out. And the AZAC being 5 inches taller will take the lead. And remember, both of these would go shorter if you replace the center post with the short version. The reason I left them like this is that for hunters, it's far more likely you're gonna want a little bit of extra height for glassing than to get right down. Now, what are some instances when you would like to get right down? If you were shooting prone, you'd wanna get your tripod as low as possible. Also, sometimes when you're glassing, like for sheep, for example, and you're cresting a ridge and you don't want to skyline yourself, so you're kind of belly crawling, being able to put your tripod almost flat, so it's literally just the height of the spotting scope off the ground, enables you to glass with a much lower silhouette. So some people would like doing that. However, I like the versatility of the center post because otherwise you're doing almost all of your height adjustments with your legs. And you end up sitting in some of the weirdest spots backcountry hunting. And if I had to adjust my leg height every single time I wanted to bring my optics up or down, because lots of times when you're gritting out a mountain, as you move up the mountain, you need to move the glass up, because as you angle the glass, when you look down into a spotting scope, an angled spotting scope, the optical lens moves further and further away from you. So you need to kind of keep mini adjusting the center post to keep it level with your eye. And I can't imagine doing that, those minute adjustments with each of the legs. It would be infuriating. Okay, packability is a big one. And I will say from my experience, there's a pretty significant difference between the two. To put things in context, Tracer is advertised, and I would say it's true, as being about the diameter of a Nalgene bottle, while the Tracer is about the diameter, it's actually slightly smaller than the diameter of a can of Coke. So if you look at these two diameters, they're pretty significantly different. Now, one of the main reasons for that is the center post on the AZAC has this kind of triangle convex column. And what that allows to do is the legs can come completely in until they touch each other. Whereas you'll notice on the Tracer, not only is the center column circular, there's also a fairly enlarged stopper kind of washer at the end here. So that's the limiting factor here, and that's what keeps the diameter larger. As far as height goes, the AZAC natively goes to 15 inches. If you run the Tracer in normal mode, it goes down to 17 inches. Now, one option you can do with the Tracer is these legs actually flip 180 degrees. And if you do that, you can bring it down to 15 inches. But the only way you can do that is if you remove the pan head. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I've been doing backcountry hunting for quite some time. I've never taken my pan head off of my tripod while hunting. It always stays on my tripod. So while it's a feature the Tracer offers, I don't think it's highly likely that you're going to use it very often. And I think the 17 inches is a more practical estimation of the condensed height of this tripod. Now, let's talk about leg locks. Both of these use a fairly standard method these days, which is a spinning leg lock, kind of popularized by the Slick, specifically the 634 system. Historically, spin locks have not been my favorite. I've used both of these. They both work adequately well. I haven't had any failures with either. So I'm cautiously optimistic that they're very well designed and they'll hold up to years of abuse. However, there's one thing I need to mention here, and that is one of the points of differentiation with the Tricer is that it is advertised as being an innovative tripod in that the legs with a small diameter are up top and the legs with a large diameter are below. And the rationale for that is by keeping more weight at the bottom of the tripod, you introduce more stability to the tripod and less shake to the optic that you're looking at through the tripod. We need to take a moment though and look at the physics of force and how it's applied to a tripod. And I'm just not sure where the, like, how the designer arrived at that rationale. If you want to reduce the shake of a tripod, you need to put more weight at the top of the tripod, not the bottom of the tripod. It's the top of the tripod that shakes. If you look at any really expensive video tripods, even the ones that have multiple section legs, like there'll be a two section leg and then a two section leg and the bottom one is a one section leg, they specifically keep the stability and the weight up near the top of the tripod. The other thing you'll note is that all these tripods come with a hook to attach weight to. Now, the way that you create more stability up here is by pulling down on this or by adding weight. And by pulling on this, you're essentially applying the force to the top of the tripod, which gives it more stability and less wind shake. If less wind shake was created by adding more weight to the bottom of the tripod, you would have a little hook down here to lay a rock or put sandbags on the legs of your tripod. But that's not how physics works. So the drawback of this, and this is speculation on my part, but these leg locks are counter-threaded. So everybody knows righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. If you go to a standard tripod leg and spin it to the left, it opens. You extend. You want to tighten it, you spin it to the right. You can't do it. I got a half a dozen other tripods in the room. They all open and close the same way. Now you go to a Tricer tripod. If I want to open this and spin it to the left, can't. To open it, you spin it to the right. Then it opens. To close it, you spin it to the left. Now, theoretically, there's nothing wrong with that. My speculation is that the most cost-effective way of getting an upside-down tripod leg was to probably mass purchase, you know, factory-made tripod legs in China and then put them on the tripod backwards. Because that's the only reason that these are spinning backwards. Like if you took this and flipped it around, they would then spin the right way. So, like I said, technically, there's nothing wrong with that. They still open, they still close. But I'm not sure if you understand how ingrained righty-tighty, lefty-loosey is until you have a product that's the opposite. No matter how many times I tell myself, I gotta spin this backwards to open it, I gotta spin this backwards to open it, 95% of the time I grab this thing and I spin it the wrong way. And I want to be clear, it doesn't create any less of an effective product. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a giant pain in the ass. And it's funny how many DMs I've got from guys that have been like, do you have any idea why the, you know, spin locks on the Tricer tripod lock in reverse? And that's been the only answer that I could come up with, is that they've taken a typical tripod leg and flipped it and had it installed in reverse, because every other spinning device I have in my life, lefty loosey, righty tighty, this is righty loosey, lefty tighty. So I'm gonna have to give the win to AZAC, simply because the whole reverse threading thing is a giant pain in the ass. So that section serves as the perfect segue into vibration. Because theoretically, if wider, heavier legs lower on the tripod created less vibration, we should see a difference, seeing as everything else is so equivalent between these two tripods, in the wind shake or in the perceived vibration of the optics. And I can tell you, running these back to back for the last 6 months, there is no perceptible difference in the vibration or the wind shake between these two tripods. Now, there's one caveat with that. These are both what I would call medium height tripods. You're never gonna stand with either of these tripods. And I've been saying for years, if you wanna stand, don't use an ultralight tripod. The Slick 634, if you've got a decent sized spotter or a pair of 15s, I mean, you are not going to be able to glass effectively by standing with those. If there's any type of breeze, I'm 6'1", so I have everything maxed out. Center post maxed out, legs maxed out, and I'm still kind of hunched over to use those really tall ones while standing. And so I made a decision long time ago that if I want to stand, I take a heavy tripod, something like the Outdoorsman's Tall. And if I'm going in the backcountry, I just recognize that not being able to stand is a compromise I'm going to have to make to hit the weight goals I have for the hunt. So all of that being said, the Tricer has a second model, the AD, which is much taller. Now, I do think when you start getting that tall, the diameter of these legs, it very possibly provides some additional stability that just at 40 and 45 inches isn't apparent. But when you start getting up to 70 inches would become apparent. I feel pretty confident saying that I haven't run the Tricer AD, but knowing what I know about the BC and about the AD construction, I find it very hard to believe that the Tricer AD wouldn't be significantly stronger than the 634 at full extension. So while I'm saying there's no perceptible difference in the vibration or wind shake between these two models, I'm not saying that the technology Tricer used doesn't have an impact. I'm just saying at 40 and 45 inches, it's not really a tall enough height for it to shine. So it's a draw for vibration, 1 point apiece. Now, the last category is head. And I wanted to make a note about these two heads because they both provide very intriguing solutions to the problem. The Tricer was a bit of a game changer. This thing weighs in at 4.2 ounces, I believe, and is incredibly lightweight, incredibly functional. I've been running this one for quite some time now. I want to say a year. Like, I'm pretty sure I took this one on Winter Goat last year. It's still in great shape. It operates very effectively. And for a pan head, the only other pan head on the market that comes close is the Wiser. I would say the Wiser is built slightly more durably, but it's also a little bit heavier and it's also more expensive. Now, AZAC has come out with a ball head. Now, I have never been a fan of ball heads previously. I'm a grid guy when it comes to glassing. So I like to be able to lock my tilt, open my pan a little bit and kind of grid across, and then open my tilt a little bit, come down and grid back. So ball heads were never my thing, but this particular ball head has this really neat feature about this. There's a slot right here in the side and you can dump the head into it. And then basically you can lock down the tilt functionality and it will keep this axis locked in. You open up your horizontal axis and then you can spin and kind of accomplish the same thing but in a more compact package. This is actually a half an ounce heavier than the Tricer. So if you are somebody who really has to have a handle, I would lean you towards the Tracer tripod head, because I think you're going to like it more. If you're someone who uses binoculars a lot, I find this was really nice for binoculars, because binoculars on a ball head work great because you can really look around. Also, this would be the preferred shooting head. If you're going to be shooting off your tripod, I think a ball head gives you more flexibility and variability of movement than the pan head does. And so I would lean you more towards this, recognizing that you can still use this side slot to treat it like a gridding style pan head. So again, you got to purchase both these separately. None of them come with that. I think they're both fantastic, but they both solve the problem in differing ways. So I wouldn't necessarily say one of these is better than the other. Before we get into my final recommendations and thoughts, let's look at the scoring. So the Asiac came in at 11 points and the Tricer came in at 14 points. So for me, across the categories that I defined and what I like a tripod to be able to do for me, the Asiac is a pretty clear winner. Now, let's have a more deeper discussion about these two tripods and which one might serve your needs best. So if you had plans for significant rifle shooting, again, if there's gonna be your primary rifle tripod, I wouldn't recommend it. I would recommend a heavier, more expensive, designed specifically for rifle shooting tripod. However, these will both handle rifles. Now, while I mentioned the Asiac ball head was preferable for rifles of the two heads, I think I do feel comfortable saying that the Asiac is probably, with its wider diameter legs, the fact that it's a half a pound heavier, this one is probably going to be superior by a margin anyways to shoot a rifle off. Now, like I said, I know people who've shot rifles off both of these, but I haven't personally. So if you have some experience with rifle shooting off of either of these, let me know in the comments down below. Again, functionally, these are very similar. Like if you look at where we were at 5 years ago with light backcountry tripods, both of these are a gigantic leap forward. I think they're both excellent products. And from a like practical usability perspective, they both do an excellent job at what they're supposed to do. But at the end of the day, because the Asiac is significantly more packable and it weighs almost half a pound less, and I know I'm gonna have to drill this one again, the legs spin in the right direction, I would recommend the Asiac tripod over the Tricer at this point for this particular model. Now, as usual, you could have a completely different experience with these products and you might like one over the other, and I think everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I've tried to make the data shared here today as objective as possible, but it's always subject to my own perceptions and experience. So that's another review. If you could do me a favor and try and, you know, bump this video up in the algorithm, like, comment, share, subscribe, I would greatly appreciate it. If there's something you want more clarification on or you disagree with some of the points that I shared, please drop a note down in the comments below. And until next time, thanks for tuning in.